Welcome to episode 107 of the Walking Leader Podcast. The Walking Leader Podcast is here to help give you the rules and the tools to help you succeed as a leader in your organization and to succeed as a leader in your professional and personal life. I am your host, David Guerra. Welcome. I'm a United States Army veteran, and in this episode, we're going to talk about your goals for 2018. We're going to talk about them one more time. And I think we'll cover them a couple more times as the year progresses. But right now, you're at a point now that, so what if some of those goals, some of those new year goals are not resolutions, are not working for you? By now, you should know. If they're going to work for you, they're going to work for you. If not, you're having trouble with them, that's fine. But it does not mean you give up. So what if they're not working for you? It means you have to find or adjust to get to the right goal for you. So what does this mean? It means you've tried it, correct? You've tried to work on your goals, to make them happen, make them a reality. And yet you still keep stumbling. You're falling off the same horse over and over again. You can't figure out what's going on. And maybe it's just time to say, you know what? That's not the right goal for me. Maybe I need to adjust. Maybe $1 million is not what I need right now. Well, we all need it. I'm lying. We all need it. But maybe $1 million is not what's going to get you to $1 million. Maybe let's start off with something different. Well, maybe I need to build a business. That's how I'm going to get to the million. So you see, you find the right goal for you. You find what works for you. And then you go from there. It's going to take a little while because now we're into 2018 and we're not that far into it, but we're into it enough to say, you know what? We've got to make things happen, especially if we want to make things happen by the end of the year. We've got about, 9 months to go, give or take. Well, you know, we're at the end of February. So yeah, about 9 months. So we're coming up in month number 9. So 10, 9, 10, whatever. Anyway, moving on. I'm wasting time. So what if it takes a while? So long as you have the right goal, it's going to take a while no matter what. So get to that $1 million was not going to be easy. You knew that going in. I knew that when you went into this. So what if it takes a while? Let it take a while. As long as you know it's progressing. See, you wrote them down. You came up with them. You recognize that you need these goals. So it's going to take a while. Because you didn't get to the point you are now just magically overnight, poof, here you are. No, you got to where you are because of time. And it's going to be that same time that keeps moving forward that's going to take you to where you want to be. That's going to make you get to achieving the right goals for you. So here's my recommendation of what to do if some of those New Year's goals, New Year's resolutions are not working for you right now. It's real simple. Got three things. Number one, readjust and keep them small. Keep them small. Keep your goals small. That's the only way. You want $1 million? Let's go to 1,000. What's it going to take to make 1,000? What's it going to take to make 5,000? Keep them small for right now. Don't worry about the $1 million. You'll get there. Because if all you have to do is double up on what you're doing, guess what? You're going to get there faster. But you have to start someplace, some realistic place. So keep them small. Keep those new goals small in size. I want to make $500 on passive income. Well, there's no such thing as passive income. I don't care what anybody tells you. You sit down, look at it, break it down. You still got to work for it. You still got to put in the work. The duration, you keep it small. I want to make $500 in a month, free and clear, no, just through passive income. Okay, I got that. That's fine. 30 days. Great, because then you have the other months to go. The amount, not the size, but the amount. You know, how much do you want of it? How much of the big goal are you willing to settle for right now to get to the big goal? Keep them small. Keep them bite-sized. Keep them handful. Because anything bigger than a handful is a waste. Because it's all slipping through your fingers, and what do you got? Not enough. You cannot pay attention to the details. You cannot pay attention if it's too big. There's too much to work with. You just have to work and work around it, but there's just too much and you can't keep it contained. That's where the frustration sets in. That's where somebody else with bigger hands will come in and take over. And that's where you step back because you've given up. You can't do that. So again, keep them small. Keep your goals small. Something you can bite size that won't take too long and is just the right amount. And then you got it. Then you start acting on it. And you act on it. And you make it. And you figure out what it takes to act on those. And then if you have to, use that OODA loop. Remember, the OODA loop, the OODA. Observe, orient, decide, and act. Use that loop as many times as you need to. Maybe every single day of 365 days. All 365 days of the year. Use it every day if you have to. But understand that it's there for a reason. It's there to help you to get to where you need to be. It's there to get you to not give up. It's there to get you to find the right goal for you. Not your next door neighbor, not your brother, not your sister, not your parents, not your mentor, not the guy who's taking the $500 in 20s out of the bank and then taking pictures of it and then putting it back in. No, not that guy. You. That's who the OODA loop is for. You, your own unique self. It's for your mission to accomplish your goals. That's what it's all about. It's not about anything else. It's not for anybody. Sure, everybody can use it to their own, fit their own situation, their own needs, their own wants. But understand that the way they're going to do it is probably going to be very different than the way you're going to do it or I'm going to do it. So don't give up. Don't give up. Change your course. Find the right goal for you. Write it down. Write it down. Don't worry about the stuff you worked on January 1st. That's almost 2 months ago. Adjust yourself now and figure out what it's going to take now. Remember, keep its size. Keep the size small, the duration short, and the amount just right. Think Goldilocks. The chair, she found the right one that was just right. The bed, she found the one that was just right. The porridge, folks, have you ever had porridge? No, but seriously, she found the one that was just right. It fit her, but she tried three things until she found the one that worked. So keep working at it. That's all the Goldilocks and the Three Bears is about. Keep working it. And then OODA, if you have to, OODA, keep at it. That's the only way you're going to get there. And eventually you're going to find yourself that maybe all of the New Year's goals are working for you because you took the time and you did not give up. And most of all, please, just remember, don't give up. Never give up. Don't give up the fight. You decided you wanted to do this. Let's see it all the way to the end. Folks, what do you think about what I just talked about in this episode? Again, we're getting to that point where people are going to get frustrated. They're not seeing the results. But again, it could just be something of their own doing. Share with me. Let me know what you think. Did I miss something in this? Or did I hit too much on something? Let me know. I think I might have missed something here. And if I did, I want you to know. I want to know. I want you to tell me. So message me on Twitter at Dave Guerra or drop me an email, dave@daveguerra.com. I want to hear from you. I want to hear from you because that's how we get better. And that's how everybody else that listens to this gets better. Because that's what this is all about. We're in this together. We're going to make 2018 awesome. We're going to make 2018 our year. And we're only going to make it if we make it together and do it together. Folks, my name is David Guerra, United States Army veteran and the author of The Walking Leader, Great to Follow. I thank you for your time. I do appreciate it. Most of all, I do appreciate you for taking that time. And as always, before I go, I want to remind you to go beyond the grind and go beyond the hustle because that is the only way to be a real, true walking leader and a leader that is great to follow.